You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There's no other way to slice it and dice it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That was as bad as it gets out at Yankee Stadium, as now the New York Yankees one game away from elimination. The Astros come into Yankee Stadium, outclass the Yankees every which way, and the Yankees lose game four by the score of 8-3. And look, so many different ways to look at this debacle of a performance. I think it has to start, though, offensively. That, to me, is where it starts. And I know we can look at Masahiro Tanaka and say, well, he wasn't at his very best. He wasn't. I know we can look at the bullpen that failed to do the job, whether it was Chad Green giving up the three-run bomb to Correa, whether it was Adam Ottavino, who just hasn't figured out at all how to get an out this time of the year. But for me, it's got to start with the offense. We talked about this the other day. Verlander and Cole, one thing. Got to hit the other guys. Got to hit the Astro bullpen. Need this lineup that has been this great strength throughout the regular season, that had this look, that had this feel of a much different looking Yankee lineup, that they would come through in matters in ways that other Yankee lineup have not. Yankees had countless opportunities in this game. This was not a repeat of game two where it felt like there were no runners on base. The Yankees had golden chances against Zach Greinke and golden chances against the Astro bullpen. Bottom half of the first inning. And look, it was rather fortunate, to say the least, that the Yankees were able to score a run, because not like they hit Zach Greinke overly hard. It was a couple walks. It was a ball that got lost in the wind that led to a base hit. But they had the bases loaded with two outs. Gary Sanchez comes up to the plate, had as bad an at-bat as humanly possible. But for those of you who are looking at scapegoating Gary Sanchez, be careful now. It's up and down the Yankee lineup when you're talking about the futility. You find me the Yankee batter, with the exception, of course, of DJ LeMahieu, who, oh, by the way, can do no wrong. With the exception of DJ LeMahieu, find me the batter that didn't fail with runners in scoring position, that didn't fail within a big spot. How about the Yankee offense? 13 strikeouts, 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position, leaving double-digit men on base. You know what that was? That was a carbon copy of a performance that we saw last year in a series against Boston, game 6 and 7 down in Houston. And look, the Sanchez at bat in the first inning was big. It wasn't the biggest sequence of the game. No. For my money, the biggest sequence of this game was in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Because if I'm watching this game live, like many of you, I wondered if your thoughts were exactly the same as mine. Why is A.J. Hinch taking Zach Greinke out of the game? Because the Yankees didn't touch Greinke at all. They scored the one run on the Brett Gardner bases loaded walk, but there was a ton of soft contact. There wasn't a whole lot as far as hard hit balls through the first 4-plus innings. He yanks Greinke for Ryan Pressly. Couple runners on base. Aaron Hicks puts together a good at-bat against Pressly and works a walk. The stage is set for the Yankees. You couldn't have drawn it up any better in the bottom half of the fifth inning to get back in the ballgame. Bases loaded, one out, your hottest hitter, your best hitter at the plate. And as much love, as much praise as I've thrown Gleyber Torres, and don't get me wrong, Gleyber Torres has had a wonderful postseason. He had a wonderful regular season. Gleyber Torres had a miserable, miserable, miserable at bat with the bases loaded. Bases loaded, one out, strikes out. Then you get to Encarnacion, and I was the same guy praising the Parrot for the way he performed in game one of the division series. And I thought he would really be a big factor for this Yankee group in the lineup. Edwin Encarnacion, since game two, has done nothing. Bases loaded, two outs. Feebly strikes out. That, to me, was where the Yankees lost this game. And when they did not break through, bases loaded, one out, bottom half of the fifth inning, I didn't have the sense, and I'm sure many of you did not have the sense, that they were going to find a way to win. You look at the numbers, by the way, for the Houston Astros with runners on base. Not that great. Here's the big difference. The Astros, one, not striking out as much. You've seen that throughout the series. Two, the Astros have had the big hit. The Astros have had the game-wrecking hit the last two games of the series. Thursday night, two three-run homers. So don't tell me power doesn't play in the postseason. It's power combined with all of those other facets. And for a Yankee team that didn't strike out as much in the regular season, for a Yankee team that didn't strike out much in the Minnesota series, they've been striking out like crazy against the Astros. And I think it's as clear as day. This team is pressing. They are pressing. The moment, the stage, maybe it's the Astro pitching. I don't know what it is. But the moment appears too big for them. It appears too big. You come up bases loaded, one out. That's a situation all year the Yankees were doing damage. That's a situation all year the Yankees have been thriving. And after that fifth inning, the Yankee defense clearly was affected by their inability to hit because they went out of the field and basically put on a display of what not to do. From Gleyber Torres booting balls to DJ LeMahieu booting balls. Didi not holding on to a play. I mean, it was a mess. No other way to describe it for you, folks. It was a total mess watching that display of baseball. And it was a sad display of baseball. And that, to me, I guess, is the biggest surprise so far in this series. You want to tell me the Astros win the series? Colin Verlander too good? I can accept that. The Yankees have been thoroughly outclassed, though, in these two games. Think about this. They were averaging basically 7.5 runs a game, first four postseason games. Hitting with runners on base, hitting for average, OPS through the roof. These last three games, they have gone completely silent. The so-called strength of the team, the lineup, and the bullpen has not been as good as advertised. And by no means am I suggesting that starting pitching is why the Yankees are going to lose this series. That is not where we start here, folks. This is about the Yankee lineup more than any other factor. However, when you have starting pitchers not going deep enough in the ballgames, I don't care how good your bullpen may be, what ends up happening is the Astros, who are a very, very good hitting team, who might be on their way to winning two titles in 3 years, they get a chance to eye up these relievers. Chad Green getting up and down doesn't help. Boone getting them hot, getting them cold, getting them hot, getting them cold. Brings them into a game. Correa's seen him now a couple of times. Tease him up. Ottavino, I don't know what's going on with him. Because the dominant pitcher that we saw in the regular season is no longer the dominant pitcher we're seeing now. He can't get out. It's like the Astros know what's coming. That's a tough formula to rely on. And that will be something I wonder if it is tweaked in some way. And it should be tweaked in some way considering one of the free agents that could be available. But as you get ready now for game five, how can you not, from a Yankee standpoint, think the season still has a chance? That this team is going to show you some fight. That this team is going to find a way to solve the riddle of Justin Verlander. There's no way in the world you could sell me on that. The Yankees look as dead as a doornail. And I will be very surprised, if not shocked, if I'm walking out of Yankee Stadium later on tonight and the Yankees actually have to get on a flight to Houston. This series is over. The Astros are a great team. No shame in losing the Astros. Being outclassed the way the Yankees have been outclassed, that to me is very tough to take.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.